100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. I am so happy that you are here. Come in. Welcome all the way from London. It's not sunny today, it's dark outside. I usually do these shows in the morning, but I am happy that you're here. First question off the bat, ask yourself, what do I want? Why? Because I want you to focus on projecting the right energy, and that comes from focusing what you want, because remember, it's your energy that goes forth and creates your reality. So VIBE is an acronym for vision, intention, belief and expectation, and today I want to speak in the realm of expectation. So I'm speaking to my ladies today. Now, a question occurred to me the other day and I thought, are women who are single, are they asking themselves the most important question? And that is, am I ready to enter into a relationship? And that was sparked because the other day I watched an interview where, in fact, it was Kevin Samuels, who is an image consultant. You'll find him on YouTube, and he was critiquing these ladies that were on a panel, and the word submit came up, and the way that these women responded to the word submission, you know, should a woman submit to her man, was almost as if someone had uttered the four-letter word in the room. And I thought, wow, these women really do have a problem with submitting to your man, submitting to your husband. And I thought, has women's lib gone too far, or their ideology of what submit means put them in a place where they're like, you know, no way am I having a man telling me what to do, you know, and all the head rolling stuff that goes with it. So I decided, you know what, today let's talk about, am I ready to have a relationship, a serious relationship? So what is one of the questions that, apart from that, that you think that you ought to ask yourself? Well, one of the questions that you need to ask yourself is, well, am I secure enough to serve? Now, when I say serve, when you get into a relationship with your partner, your husband, you're both going to serve one another. You're both going to meet the other person's needs. You're both going to complement one another. And like I've always been saying, you can't have two masters in the same home. Masculine, feminine energy, one person has to take the lead. And in accordance with God's word, the biblical word, you allow your man to take the lead. And so when we think about submission, it doesn't mean that you're a doormat for your man. If you're living in a godly home and that man is serving God, then anything that he does is going to be in alignment with God's word. It's going to be good for you. Now, for those men that are listening to this, when a man honors a woman, then a woman will naturally submit to you because you're honoring her. A woman will then submit to you. She will listen to what you have to say. She will take on board all of your advice and implement it because you are honoring her. Remember, God gave the woman as a gift to the man. And if he gave the woman as a gift to a man, then he should then see that woman as his prize. And so therefore cover her, protect her, shield her. And that's really what a woman is looking for when she says that she wants a masculine man. So God gave the woman as a gift to the man. Now, in line with my formula, V-I-B-E, vision, intention, belief, and expectation. For the old comers, you know that is an acronym for the blueprint that I use to help women move from the place of lack to the place of abundance. And the vision part is really about asking themselves the question, am I a reflection of the type of man that I want in my life? What do I mean by that? Listen to the question again that you're asking yourself. Am I a reflection for the type of man that I want in my life? In other words, do I have the qualities that the type of man that I am aspiring to have, or who I feel is complementary to myself, are we a good match? So the vibe in the formula looks at the V in the formula, sorry, looks at the vision that you have of yourself, because you want this outward vision of having a really great relationship. But you have to first start with the vision that you have of yourself. Yes, because what you're going to attract is a reflection of yourself. So in this space, you get to look at your qualities. Look at your qualities and think, where do I need to fix up? How do I become a better version of myself? You see? And so when I'm coaching, I help women to see themselves. I ask questions for them to know, well, if I'm attracting this and I don't like this, I don't like what I'm attracting, and therefore, I need to look at myself. I need to look within. Because the problem is not out there. The problem is within. If you're telling me that you keep attracting thugs, then you've got to start with yourself. Why do I allow thugs into my life? So the vision part is really about looking at you, okay? And really identifying, am I a reflection for the type of person, for the type of man that I want in my life? And from this place, a woman is then able to identify the characteristics that she has, that she thinks is great, and work on the ones that she thinks that she doesn't have, that would be complementary to the type of man that she wants to attract. And so we then, with that honesty and that authenticity, we can now then really truly think about the intention, the type of man that we want. And you know, I've drummed this in to women so many times. The way that the law of attraction works when we move to the I part of the formula is, What intention are you putting out there? What thoughts are you projecting out there? Because if your thoughts are all garbled, they're in conflict, you can't even understand what's going on in your head, and the outside is a reflection of what's going on inside, how do you expect God's universe to understand what it is that you're saying that you're requesting? You see? you have to be very clear about how you want to feel in a relationship and project that out there. And you can only do that by getting a clear vision of who you are. And I always say, don't lean on understanding of who you think you are. Get to the word of God, who said that you're a masterpiece, that you're unique. There's no one that's like you. No one that can rival your uniqueness. There is only one you. And you know that when there's only one of something, hey, you got to put a lot of value on that. And so when we move to the intention now, and you drill down, and a lot of women say, well, I want this, I want my guy to look like this. Forget the package. Because when you're entering into a long-term relationship, and time, you know, time has its impact on us physically. You want somebody, you want a man in your life who, even if he originally had a six-pack, now he's got a fat pack, you still want to love the heart of that person. So focus in that meditational space of what you want in a relationship in terms of how you feel, not in terms of how he looks. So what is it that you want? Do you want to feel loved? Do you want to feel cherished? I'm sure you do. What else? Do you want to go and do you see yourself going on holiday with this guy? Do you want somebody who's into traveling? What are your aspirations? And so what you can do is that every morning you can meditate on how you want to feel. Imagine yourself in your mind's eye, visualize how you want to feel in this relationship. Imagine yourself on holiday in Thailand, going down the stream in the lovely small boat, and you're there with your partner. Get yourself into the total vibration of how that feels. Even right now, while I'm speaking, if you can imagine that picture, if it feels peaceful for you, can you feel the peaceful vibes that you're projecting outwards? Because in doing that, you're creating your reality. So get clear on how you want to feel in a relationship. Because you could attract a man if you're not focused on the feeling, and he looks absolutely beautiful on the outside. The book has a really great cover, but when you open the book, the contents are a disgrace. And I can speak from experience in saying that. You know, I remember once choosing a guy, gorgeous to look at. Absolutely gorgeous, tall, over 6 feet tall, and you know, he had what probably like a woman's ideal, you know, what they would probably say he looks like a god, but you know, in physical form. But this guy was extremely attractive to look at, but yet when I turned back the covers, Lord help me. So don't get caught up on the packaging. Don't get caught up on the book cover. Take time to read the contents page and see what how this person is showing up for you. And don't ignore red flags. If you get that feeling, that gut feeling, which is a God feeling, that there's something off with this person, pay attention to red flags. A lot of you women, you see these red flags and you don't pay attention to it. And then you end up getting hurt. And then you say to yourself, I knew it. Why? Because you didn't listen to that small voice within you. So the intention part of this exercise, take some time out. Make it plain on tablet. How you want to feel in a relationship. And meditate in the morning. Just find a quiet space and just think about this person. Then let it go. Let God do the rest. Okay? And don't be so focused on how you think he's going to show up. Because God has a trillion and a trillion ways, avenues of answering your prayer. But when your mindset is just focused on this is what I want and this is how it's going to look in this particular package, then you miss out. You're telling God, this is how I expect it to be done. You're telling God, in a way, which is egotistical, that you can do it better than him. So set it and forget it. Okay? Don't get caught up in the packaging. And then the B is for beliefs. We really have to look at our beliefs. And often when I'm coaching a lady, I always know what her hang-ups are. You know, by the way, I offer free consultations for women who have found themselves attracting the same kind of guy over and over and over again, just in different snakeskin, right? And they want to break that pattern. And they're asking themselves, why do I keep doing this? Well, it's because you're running a particular belief pattern. And so I help you to see what that pattern is. That pattern is because it's in the awareness of it that you can then break it. You see, every belief that you have seeks to be actualized, seeks to be objectified. Every belief that you have will actually conform your behavior to match its conversation, to match that belief so that you can have in your life what you believe, which is basically what you've asked for. You see, we serve a benevolent universe. It's kindly and it's good. It never questions what you want. It just says, your wish is my command. But the thing is, oftentimes, even when you ask for what you want, whether it's good or bad, whether you're conscious of it or unconscious of it, you have to be in a place mentally to receive it. And so this is where the E part of the formula comes in. Expectation. And your expectation is really allowing for the manifestation of what you've asked for to become your reality. And so you heard me say, expect it. But the important point is, do not expect it in the way that you expect it to come. Let go and let God. Don't hold on to that thing so hard. Let God reveal to you how he's going to send that package to you. And what's amazing about the way that God's universe works is that that little voice will send you to the thing that's not necessarily the thing, but then that same thing will lead you to the thing. You might just feel one day, oh, I feel like I want to go to this shop. And when you go to the shop, you meet somebody there and that person says, listen, can you invite me, you know, Can you help me to get this connection, you know, or that person might invite you to a party. You just don't know how God is going to do it. And you go with the flow. And that's the important thing. Go with the flow. Don't rely on your ego. And you will often find that thing has led you to the thing that will lead you to the thing. God sees everything, so therefore he knows how to get the thing that you've asked for to you. And so you've got to be open-minded in regard to getting that in that particular way. And when you have that kind of trust in God's universe, then your complete attitude changes. your attitude changes in a profound way, because now you're coming from a place of knowing. Like, I've had so many different experiences where I've seen where things have manifested when I have a different attitude, the right attitude. And my attitude is knowing. To know is to flow. To expect in a certain way is ego. And so when I say flow, you're flowing on what is being presented to you almost effortlessly. And you have to pay attention to that. At the beginning of this year, I set some goals. I wrote it down on tablet. I wrote it down on a sheet of paper. And as I looked at my goals that were in front of me, I said to myself, I will achieve my goals, but let it not be my way, let it be God's way, because He knows best. And so with that mindset, I'm now able to let it go. Because when you keep on holding something so tight, thinking it's going to happen in this particular way, that there's that tenseness in your body. You're trying to take control, and you're therefore not in flow because your body's so tight. But when you're relaxed, you can set it and forget it and just trust that that goal will be achieved. And so this formula can be used not just for attracting, you know, the love of your life. It can be used for goal setting as well. It can be used for goal setting. And this is so important, this step of the journey, how you expect your outcome. By not getting your ego involved, get yourself out of the way and allow God to flow through your life, because He knows. And the thing is, think about it. When you know that something is going to happen for you, how do you feel within your body? Is there not this sense of peace? Because you know. And so that's the feeling that you have to embody. I know, I trust, I absolutely know that this is going to happen. And that's you basically showing God, trusting in God. The Bible says if you have faith as small as the grain of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And so that's what perfect faith is. It's when you just know that you know, when you trust. And the trust has come from the experiences. I've been recording these experiences. I have so many stories that I've now got catalogued in my brain, that I'm at a place when I just know to trust God. So when you know, there is this feeling of peace that you have within. So ladies, know that whatever you have asked for, gentlemen, know that whatever you have asked for, that goal is on its way. But the moment that you start to think, this is not going to happen, this, you know, all of these doubts enter your mind, you have literally changed track. It's like standing on the subway platform and your train is coming with the goodies because you're focused on what you want, and it's coming along. And then all of a sudden you let doubt and fear. That means that subconsciously, consciously, you're no longer on the same track. You've moved to another track. And you know what? God comes and He delivers it. But because you're not on the track, you can't see when He's delivered it. You see? So guard your heart. The word says to guard your heart, guard your mind. When you have a vision and when you have a goal, you can't let naysayers come in and try to penetrate that bubble that you're in. Because if you allow yourself to entertain what they're saying, to believe in what they're saying, to give an energy to what a naysayer is saying, you will start a ball rolling. You will have changed track. The universe will say, your wish is my command. And before you know it, that sense of peace that you had is gone. You're now feeling anxiety, maybe even depression, all because you allowed somebody in your world, like the snake in the Bible, to penetrate your mind. And we all know what happened with Eve, who then fed her spoiltness to Adam. And here we are today. So have full trust. Have full trust in God's universe. Universe doesn't work with people who do not trust in the sense of giving them their goals. It is so important that you focus on what you want, incubate what you want, stay on the same road. That means stay in faith about what you want. Know that you're going to receive it. Set it and forget it. Let it go. Let it go. And then every other day, you can then maybe revisit your goal. Look at it. Remind yourself, yep, I'm on track with this. Close the book. Boom. Get on with your day. Let it go. So remember that your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. So, ladies and gents, we have to take control of our mind. You see, there is a power in your perspective. But if you don't keep your perspective in check, it can take you onto a path that you had no intention of going. So start to discipline your mind and rein in wayward thoughts, because you do not want to be a puppet for a negative perspective. So that's why I'll always ask at the beginning of every show, every member who is in this lounge, I'll always ask you, what do you want? Now you know why I do that, because I want to reset you straight away. I want to get your mind straight back into alignment, because if you're focusing on what you want, that means you get the feeling of joy, of positivity is going to be in alignment with what you are focusing on. Yes? Where your focus goes, your energy flows, right? Because if you're in a mode of complaint, I know straight away that you're focusing on something that you do not want. And how often do we think like that? Create circumstances around us and then blame other people for our misfortunes in life, not realizing that you are the one who's creating your reality, co-creating your reality around you. So we have to become aware of the power that we have. Do you think that the powers that be, you know, that percentage, that very tiny percentage of the echelon that are in high places, do you think that they do not understand this power, the law of attraction? They've been using it for years, and they don't want you to know exactly how this works. They want you to think, oh, this doesn't work. Just start to implement it in your life. and you will see that it is good over here. Now, guys, you know that I love you. And I would really love, and I'm going to put it out there, it's a goal. If you would, every single person that has listened to this show today, I want you to send me an email.
100% black owned and operated. They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.